This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, I just got back as well.
I know. You guys could have been there
Matthew
together.
Lee Robinson.
No.
Where were you? What were you doing? Send us a message. Does that mean he's driving back?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine him driving. Can you?
Nah.
Like ever?
Nah.
Chauffeur driven.
Pretty much.
Same, same.
Uber. Did you drive?
I didn't.
You drove up there or back?
Never.
No.
No, I took the British. I got a couple of British mates staying.
What's that?
It's like a pate.
Right.
And I've got two mates staying with me over from London.
Yeah.
And we went up last week, didn't we? We did. And we went up Monday morning. Bit bleary-eyed.
Yes.
And then came back late last night.
Well, I mean, bleary-eyed. If you're going to go to Sydney, you go on a Monday night, don't you?
It was the only night available, everything else was booked. And it was really so one of them, Mark, could have a look at the Opera House.
Never been to Sydney before.
Never been to Australia.
Wow.
So anything was a plus,
you
know. And it was beautiful. Really, I mean, you know, you forget when you're, like, we went on a boat around there and you forget how amazing those structures are.
Wow,
the sun was out. We'd had a couple of drinks.
Wow, perfect.
You know, it was great.
Yeah.
I said, that's the bridge there, that one. That's the Opera House.
See? You asked like me questions Sydney about tour it. Guide.
I said, look at them.
Did you? Were you ever like tempted to make up random facts?
I did make up. There was over I can't remember how many million tiles on the Opera House.
I love it.
I thought there'd be more. I thought no, they didn't get enough money in them, and now they've left it like that.
At one point, I was in I can't remember where with some. I think it was in Germany with some friends, and one of them was just making up. He was like just recounting all these facts, and I was like, oh my god, really? He's like, and this is where the Queen was once beheaded. In front of an audience of 1,000 people, just as she was about to be named, or just as she was celebrating 20 years on the throne.
Wow.
Really? He's like, yeah, really? No, you should have done that.
But I'm not, I mean, you're not gullible normally, were you? Just because you were smoking something or something?
Wasn't Amsterdam.
No. Okay, no. Well, it's smoking in Germany.
Well,
cigarettes.
Not legally.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's good. Well, it's good to be back in Melbourne anyway.
Good.
To always love getting away. Melbourne, just amazing.
Well,
wouldn't want to. I was up there. And I thought, do I want to live? No, I like living in Melbourne.
Did you contemplate it?
One night, yeah. I thought maybe I would.
Must have been a good night.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he said he loved me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Nope. Which means, yet again, Valentine's Day. We're going to be on our own, aren't we?
Well,
although it's not. We've still got a bit of a run yet.
Yeah, it's all right. Hello, British.
Yes, because they've just sent in a message pulling me up on my lies.
Well, we were talking earlier because you took them to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And
to be honest, they took me.
Well, they took you to Sydney.
Yeah, it was like a little, thanks
nice.
For having us.
Good on them.
Well, I said I'm not going really otherwise. You know what I mean? Because I've seen it,
Yeah,
I'll look at the bridge.
Yeah.
I'll look at the Opera House.
No, I won't go. They're like, we'll pay. All right, I'll come.
Yeah.
Was it like one of those like, oh, no, I'm not calm. I'm not really interested.
No, it really wasn't,
and then they're like, oh, we'll pay. You're like, all right, I'll come, I'm fine, yeah.
No, but okay. I do that, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
we all do.
Yeah, but it was more of, Sydney, Monday night.
Yeah, I would be having the same reservation.
I needed a little bit of a night off. Mm. Anyway, I'm glad I went because it was fabulous.
Good.
And they're just, they're so lovely.
But you made up stories about
how many
tiles on the Opera House.
Exactly.
Mm.
Which, they've corrected us and said they're not called tiles, they're called shells.
Well.
Isn't that weird?
Really?
I didn't know.
No. So are they actual shells, though? From the ocean?
Yes.
Right.
Because little Tripitaka.
Oh, right.
Many years ago, used to go diving to get them.
It took thousands of years to get all of the shells.
Well, he had a net, so it took hundreds.
I love her. She's
net
great.
Went, and then Annette's daughter is Ariel.
Well, they're both known
little
for
mermaid.
Their wonderful tile/shell retrieving abilities, aren't they?
Yeah, they put them in their mouth.
Yeah.
He was a popular boy.
Good on them, yeah.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, what about Eurovision?
Amazing.
So, if people have not heard, Australia has been granted a spot, a wild card, in the Eurovision competition, which is all happening in Vienna, Austria, in, I believe, May.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Isn't it incredible?
I mean, you know, if they win, they are...
Oh, my God, that means
Australia
that,
wins.
That means that the next Eurovision would be hosted at Joy.
No.
Oh.
That would never happen.
Oh, so that, because that it is normally the way that it works, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Joy would host it, yeah.
No, the country that wins hosts it, yes, the following
but
year.
Because they've obviously had to think of everything and they do not want to bring all those glitter balls over.
Well, there's already
apparently
enough.
We have some, but.
For Mardi Gras, there's already enough.
But they, if we win in Europe, then it has to happen over there.
Right. Maybe it'll
happen in Europe.
Well, wouldn't it be great if Australia won in Austria? Like, you know, people have been getting those countries confused for years.
Yeah.
Be fantastic.
Would be.
Well, who do you reckon? It has begged the question
on
everyone's lip, who's it going to be?
Now, it's not going to be a pop superstar.
Why not?
Because it's not.
Right.
They're just not going to do it.
Really?
I do not imagine Kylie Minogue is going to be doing
it. Are you considering donning a beard, putting a dress on and trying to win it yourself?
I guess.
Yeah.
Like I'm dressed now. And there's been loads of names mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, I do believe our music programmer here, Chris Jameson, suggested the Young Divas.
Right.
They get back together.
Yeah.
It isn't a bad idea.
No. Well, people like Ricky Lee and Paulini have been suggested. Anthony Kalia has been tweeting and retweeting like you wouldn't believe all day, trying to build up his own profile, I guess, in...
Man has an amazing voice.
He'd be fantastic.
An amazing voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess probably the look and style of his music and feel of his music is
very European.
They love him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's such a bad one.
Mm. Maria Venuti is also European.
That is a bad one.
Don't know if she can sing.
No.
No?
And they love her gimmick.
Yeah.
She's got a couple of them.
Doesn't she?
I don't know. That's you know, what about now? I mean, we've got 7 o'clock.
We can decide.
Why don't people let us know who they would like Australia to represent them at Eurovision?
Tina Rena has been asked in an interview if she would do it. She said no.
When was this?
Today.
Really? Already?
Yeah. We're talking all things Eurovision and we're wanting your suggestions. Well, I've got the latest odds here as to who are the people people think are going to do it.
Let me know.
Jessica Mauboy is the $8 odds on favourite.
Well, she did go over, didn't she, last year?
Mm.
She did well, you know. I didn't think it was brilliant.
No.
But she's got an amazing voice.
Yes, exactly.
Love her.
5 Seconds of Summer, $9.
No.
Harrison Craig, $10.
Lovely boy.
And the Australian-born 1996 UK Eurovision contestant, you know who it is?
Go on.
Ooh, just a little bit.
Madonna.
Gina G is an outside chance at $501 to one.
No way.
There you go.
No way.
They're the names that people are saying at the moment. Other ones include Angry Anderson, Bob Down, M. Rusciano.
Now, I reckon we love Bob Down.
Yeah.
But I reckon M. Rusciano would be great.
Yeah, she would be.
She's a little firecracker.
She can sing. She's very funny. She's European.
Yeah. What would it be on?
Exactly. Love. Well, if you've got a suggestion, SMS 0427JOY949.
Can you be any nationality or have you got to be an Australian born?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
Probably you can be any nationality. I think if Gina G did it in for the UK.
Right.
I think she's Australian.
Okay. And do we know? So she had a mix of parents or could be anything.
Maybe.
Who knows?
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
No. Maybe Sam Sparrow could be our Eurovision entrant.
Well, I wouldn't mind that.
Yep.
Wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah.
Now, Sam Sparrow was on Twitter and saying about Kanye West.
Right.
Did you catch any of that?
No.
Because, you know, in the Grammys, he went up and said, oh, it's Taylor Swift. Taylor, you shouldn't have won this. Beyonce should have won this. This was a while ago.
Yeah, like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
That's right.
Mm.
Well, Beck won Best Album.
Yes.
And he went to get up there
Kanye did.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And to see Jay-Z going, oh, he didn't speak, thank God. Oh. But he spoke afterwards in an interview with Kim Kardashian, you know, his wife.
Yes.
And said, look, it's just not right. Beyonce should have won this, and it's just terrible. God. And it's just, our artistry has been ruined and things like that. And it's Kanye West who's looking like an absolute idiot.
It's exactly right.
And Shirley Manson from Garbage and coming out and saying, you are making us look stupid, but more importantly, you look like
an idiot.
You know
what it reminds me a little bit of?
An idiot.
Dolly Diamond complaining about who became the Queen of Moomba on Twitter today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah.
It's absolutely nothing like that.
No, I know. But what is with him, though?
I don't know.
Very unhinged.
It really is. And you look at the interview and you see Kim Kardashian's face just drop.
See, I reckon I could say it with a pretty strong degree of confidence that you would not see an Australian celebrity complain about not winning an award.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if it's...
Like if someone misses out on the gold logo, I think they say, oh, Rebecca Gibney wasn't worthy.
But it's not... I don't know why we have to compare it to an Australian.
No, I know.
It's more to the point of just anyone complaining about somebody else should be winning. And it isn't even them.
They're yes.
not saying that I should have won or that sort of thing. It's my mate, you know. Beyonce is more than capable of taking care of herself. If she didn't win Best Album, it's just because that particular group of people didn't award it to her, you yes. know. She's sold enough albums and is successful enough to be happy.
I've never won Best Album.
No, you'd need a talent.
Yes.
You know, and but she's, you know, she doesn't need someone to do that.
No.
Know? So it's odd anyway.
Well.
It'll come back on him eventually.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be winning any Grammys surely after that kind of tirade.
People buy his bloody albums.
Well, this is true.
Tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.